Good afternoon, Warrior fans, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball here from Dayton High School, where your Warriors are set to take on the Banks Braves in this girls' varsity 3A matchup. Banks, of course, coming off a state championship where they had a huge win over Corbett down there, kind of an upset, I think, in most people's eyes. But Banks played a very physical game. They were a big team, highly skilled, and a lot of seniors last year. This year, they bring back just two seniors to their team, both of them starting. One of them was a starter last year. I think it was Janicek who was a starter last year for them. And she's, of course, starting again this year along with Kimmel, the other senior. They'll also start, well, that's Jocelyn Janicek. They'll also start Jade Janicek, a sophomore, Emily Graham, a sophomore, and Nyla Vantham, a freshman. So this team goes from being a whole bunch of seniors and a couple of juniors that played a lot last year and led them to a state title. And it was a pretty dominating second half, a state title. The first half of it was very close against Corbett. Second half, the defense of the Braves, poor shooting by the Cardinals from Corbett, and just some excellent rebounding as well by Banks. They just dominated the glass in that second half, and they pulled away for like a 9 or 11-point victory or something like that. But it was pretty comfortable in the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game. They just were in complete control. But that team is not this team. This Banks team is going to be younger. While some of them might technically have state championship experience, most of them didn't play any kind of significant minutes in that game. And so as a result of that, this is a team trying to find their way this year, living up to a lot of expectations from last year's team. The Amity girls come into this game 3-1. Banks is 2-1. According to OSAA, for whatever it's worth, as we always say, Banks is number 6, Amity's number 5 among the 3A teams. Warriors, of course, coming off a loss to Corbett 55-51 last week in a game where our girls kind of took the third quarter off. It was a 50-50 game at halftime. Not 50-50 points, but you know what I mean. Flip of the coin at halftime, both teams played basically to a standstill in the first half, and then the girls just didn't show up in the third quarter, came back in the fourth quarter and dominated the fourth quarter of action, but still fell a little short as one of the Kimmel girls hit a couple of, not Kimmel, Himmel? Forget their names now. Hit a couple of threes in that, Schimmel, there we go. One of the Schimmel girls hit a couple of threes in that fourth quarter to kind of give them the cushion they needed to win by 4. So hopefully a lesson learned by our girls. Jed and I were talking about this, and kind of the message he'd like to get through to them is they need to understand that they're the team to beat when they walk in the gym. If they play their game, if they show up, it's up to the other team to try to match their speed, their intensity, find a way to score against them. And they're not always there mentally, psychologically yet. That's a something you can't teach them. They have to learn it. They have to experience it. They have to develop it through the success they have on the floor. But without a question, when these girls are on their game, focused, playing good defense, communicating well, everybody in the right intensity that they need to be in when they're on the floor, they are better than anybody else we've seen really in the last couple of years. I think they're better than the Banks team was last year, even when we play up to our capabilities. But the sporadicity, is that the right word I'm looking for? Sporadic nature, the sporadicity of this team, I know can be frustrating for coaches sometimes, fans, and also for the players. They've got to do a better job of being consistent with their effort and their intensity and really coming out and playing the way they're capable of playing for four quarters. We have not seen that yet this year, so that's what we're hoping to see tonight against some pretty good competition. All right, just about a minute left to go here before tip-off. We'll get the starting lineups for these two teams, I assume. Maybe not. I don't know if they're doing. I assume they're not doing a national anthem because usually in tournaments you do it before your first game. Sometimes you do it as a session thing. So I don't know if they're doing it or not. Our girls are walking out on the floor as if there's going to be a national anthem. We're trying to get some clarification here. We don't have an announcer. I'm not sure what that was about. We are going to have a national anthem.
And you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Interesting rendition of the national anthem. Wasn't by anybody here locally. It was just off of an iPod or something, you know, Spotify. Somebody thought it sounded good, so they recorded it and then played it here. Maybe never anywhere else. I don't know. All right, we are ready to go here for the Warriors. It will be Alyssa McMullen, Adi Nisley, Maya Harsma, Eliza Nisley, and Sarah Lynn Grove, the kind of preferred starting five there. And for Banks, Jade Janasek, Emily Graham, Josie Kimmel, Jocelyn Janasek, and Nyla Vantham. So we got Jade and Jocelyn Janasek. That will take me a little bit of we'll have to come up with a system here. I can't even go with JJ because they're both JJ. So Janasek 2 and Janasek 10, maybe. I don't know. So getting their starting lineup announced. Vantham. All right. That's what we're going with. That's what they announced. Banks in their road uniforms. They have a kind of a midnight blue, real dark navy blue, maybe, with gold trim and letters. Warriors in their home white uniforms with royal trim and letters. So get the starting lineups going here. Remember, we've got the shot clock. That's a 35-second opportunity to shoot the ball on your possession without a change of possession. If it gets knocked out of bounds and you retain control, the shot clock does not reset. It only resets if it hits the rim, or if there's a personal foul or a turnover on the floor, it resets. Change of possession. So the Warriors this year have not been as good in their 1-3-1 as they'd like to be defensively. And that's something that Sarah Lynn talked with us about at the Sutherland tournament. Tim and Jed have both said the same thing to me. It's just the communication isn't quite, the trust isn't quite there yet, but it's getting there. And so I think that's what they're looking for more than anything, is just as the season goes on, that 1-3-1 just becomes better and better. It was very good in the fourth quarter against Corbett, by the way. All right, here we go. Ball tipped a couple of times. Warriors come down with it. Adi Nisley with it. Swing it to McMullen on the left wing. Adi with it on top to Maya. Maya, right angle. Eliza gets her pass tipped and stolen by Janasek. Janasek ahead to Vantham. Right corner, they try to dump it into the post. They kick it back out left side. Janasek with it on the left wing. Back out on top, ball tipped by McMullen, chased down by Vantham. They trap her, and we're going to get a blocking foul on 80. She was sliding that foot. had her trapped along the sideline here right in front of us. So first foul of the game on the Warriors, Aiden Isley. So inbounding the ball right in front of us. Mahler, who was not listed on the starting lineup. All right, very confusing for me. Gave me the wrong person. I think it's Mahler instead of Kimmel on the floor. Down low. Grove's going to pick up a foul on Graham. Two-shot foul coming up. A good ball reversal and pass to the low post. The Warriors slow on the rotation. So already some defensive issues for the Warriors. They've picked up a couple of fouls. One being too aggressive and one being out of position. Graham misses the first one. One more coming. Graham is a sophomore. Hits the second one cleanly. So first point of the game for either team. They trap. Get the ball in the middle to 80. 80 ahead to McMullen for three. Right angle. No good. Rebound. 80 Nisley slips underneath. Banks it. Scores. Foul. Great offensive rebound by 80 Nisley. And then a nice little up fake step through. Got the contact on the shot. Got it on the glass with the right hand and scored. Just an outstanding job by the sophomore guard. Plays a lot bigger than she is, as does Eliza. Both of them outstanding rebounders. I think 80 was the leading rebounder of the team last year. Buries the free throw. Warriors up 3-1. Warriors now in their full court, 1-3-1. Get it to the middle. Tipped away by Eliza. They get it back. Graham to Janicek. Over to the other Janicek. This is Jade with it. Throws it ahead. It's tipped again. Van Thum comes down with it. Van Thum, they pressure her. Swings it to Janicek. Down low to Graham on the right wing. Back out on top. And they've got him flustered here a little bit. The passes are not very crisp. Van Thum with it on the left wing. Gets it into the post. Knocked away. Regained by Mahler, and she misses. Eliza with the rebound on the air ball. Eliza pushes hard up the right side, all the way to the rim, takes it in, scores. Nobody stopped ball, and Eliza's speed attacks the defense, gains the advantage. Mahler ahead on the right side to Graham, drives in. They double her. She loses it. Ball's loose in the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball as Van Thum and Maya tie that up. Alternating possession goes to Banks. 5-1 Amity. Minute and a half gone here in the first quarter. Getting some shot clock explanation here. That's all taken care of now. All right. Braves ball along the baseline, left side of the key. Officials get clarification on the shot clock, making sure they're all on the same page too. We've seen this a lot this year already. Knew it was going to be a problem. Talked about that you just knew this was going to come. Running a shot clock is not as easy as people think. So they've still trying to figure out. There should not be 35 seconds on the shot clock, and that's the problem, is that they reset it on the jump ball. It's still Banks' ball. There's been no change of possession. There should be like maybe 5 seconds, 10 seconds left, tops. And so this is going to take a minute here. They're winding this down. I don't know what they're going to take it to. 23, really? After all of that? That only took 12 seconds to get the ball up the court, pass it around about 10 times, and then, wow. So generous by the officials there. There's a kicked ball by McMullen out on top. 21 on the shot clock. And now they'll reset it to 35. So it all didn't matter, because even if they'd only had 5 seconds, they would have got a reset. They throw it into the backcourt. Van Thum with it. Bounce pass to Janicek on the left wing. Hook pass across. Graham falls. Gets it back out to Van Thum. Van Thum, they double her to Janicek on top. Janicek starts to go left, picks it up at the elbow. They reset to Van Thum. Shot clock at 15. They get it down low. Janicek back out on top. Missed jumper there by Graham, and the rebound pulled down by Maya Harzma. Harzma up that right side, gets to the three-point line, hands off to Eliza. Eliza with the drive, kicks. McMullen, one of the three. The pass was a little high. On top to Maya. Maya with the drive, the kick down on the baseline, out to 80. Back to Eliza on the right baseline. 15 on the shot clock. Harzma They get it left corner to Eliza, down low to 80. Find Grove on the little cut, misses the shot. Rebound, Nisley up and in. That's a 80 Nisley with the rebound and the putback. She's got 5 points in the game. Again, another offensive rebound. Warriors are as good an offensive rebounding team as anybody in the state the last couple of years. And that's really the Nisleys who bring so much offensive rebounding. There's a travel there that didn't get called. The ball knocked out of bounds by 80. Into the game, Kylie. She's going to get 80 a break. 5:09 mark. Gives the Warriors a little bit more size inside. Not as much quickness on the perimeter. Vantham works to the right elbow. Down in the corner, Graham looking for the cutter. Mahler back out. They swing it left side. Janicek, their passing is not very crisp. Vantham lost it, got it back, hooks a pass up and gets bailed out with an official's call. And that's really poor defense on the Warriors. That's going to be on Kylie, but really you had somebody off balance who was just going to be throwing up an off balance shot and you bail them out with some contact, even if it was only a little bit. You just have to be smarter in that situation. It's easy. You see that loose ball and you tend to get a little aggressive. And in reality, all you need to do is be there, be straight up, and you're taking away about 90% chance that she makes that shot. Vantham hits the first one. She's got one more come in. She gets that one to bounce in also. Warriors up 7-3. Breaking the pressure here ahead to McMullen. McMullen on top. Janicek on her. Swings it to Nisley. Eliza starts to drive. Kicks to Grove. Back out. McMullen over to Harzma. Left corner. Get it in the high post. Back out to Eliza for three. Missed that one. Little wide right on that. Vantham up the middle of the floor with it. Puts the brakes on the freshman with it. Over to Janicek. Left corner to Jocelyn Janicek. Back to Jade. Jade trapped. Throws it over the head. And we're going to have a foul called on Banks. I think number one in the game. Oh! How do you call a foul on that? You might call ball out of bounds. That's a terrible call. They called that on Eliza. She got to the ball first and then got taken out by the Banks player after that. That's a terrible call. In the corner, fourth team foul on the Warriors. Ball knocked away into the backcourt. Oh, nope, wasn't knocked away. Just a bad pass over and back on the Braves. 7-3 Amity. Grove with it in the wing. Back out to McMullen. Grove, right wing. Looking, skips it over to Maya. Maya starts to drive. Back to McMullen. Not much going here offensively right now for the Warriors. Grove will take a three. Buries it. How about that? Not much is going. So, you know what? Let's just shoot the three-pointer and see what happens. Grove, nothing but the bottom of the net. Long pass ahead. Stolen by Grove. Bad pass there. Ahead to Harzma. Harzma, hesitation dribble on the right side. Finds Grove in front of the rim. Gets it out on the left corner. McMullen short on that three. Long rebound pulled down by Crowell. Crowell puts the brakes on. Throws it away. Ball's loose. Eliza comes up with it up the left side. Eliza, a little hesitation. Bounce pass stolen by Crowell. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Banks. They're down 10-3. And they're turning the ball over at a pretty high rate the last few times down the floor. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. We have 3:13 left to go here in the first quarter. 10-3 Amity. Four team fouls on the Warriors. Only one so far on the Braves. Got a little buzz going on here in my headset. See if I can get rid of that. It's worse. You can probably hear that somewhere. You don't hear it. Okay. It's in my ears. I don't know. Hopefully it's not bothering anybody else. I can put up with it. 33 on the shot clock. Braves have the ball. Bringing it the full length of the court here from underneath the Amity basket. 10-3 Amity. Braves will be shooting two on all the fouls the rest of the quarter. Vantham up the right side, gets to the middle, kicks left side. Crowell down low, back out from Graham. Crowell with it, high pass to the top of the key. Kroll gets it back. Left corner, Janicek misses that three. Vantham with a long rebound on the floor, jump ball. Great job by Grove that time just to stay tall, not give Vantham an easy shot. The Warriors get it on the alternating possession. And they're going to back off their pressure. Their pressure has not worked, hasn't forced any turnovers, and Warriors have scored a couple of easy baskets against it. Three-pointer for 80. Good! 80 Nisely just drains her first look from three-point range. She has 8 points in this first quarter. Up the right side, Kroll with it. Cut off by Grove, falls to the ground, and 80 with the steal. Wraps it around, almost got it to Grove, tipped by Kroll and out of bounds. Warriors ball. Great hustle by 80 Nisely. Love seeing that. Took advantage of that fumbled pass. Got in there cleanly, didn't foul. Warriors up 13-3. 80 will take another three. Oh, my goodness. Missed that one. Can't believe they left her alone. Long pass ahead and out of bounds. It's Janicek trying to find Graham up the right side. Banks coach Nick Rizzo looks like he doesn't have any answers right now. He's not yelling. He's not upset. He's just kind of shaking his head, talking to himself. 80 looks at a three, not there. Down to Grove in the left corner, hooks it back out. Harzma. Harzma, bounce pass, almost stolen. McMullen with it to Grove, down low. Get it back to Kylie. Kylie with the left hand up, missed it. Gets it back. Kylie, bounce pass, and we're going to get a jump ball inside. Alternating possession to the Braves. Kylie brought that ball down after she got that offensive rebound. Into the game, number 12. Lily Evie. Janicek gets it into Graham. Back to Janicek. To Vantham. Graham skips it ahead to Kroll. Kroll hooks a pass inside. Graham, a little tough runner, misses Grove with a rebound. Graham, that little kind of, not even a runner, just kind of stepping into the shot from 15 feet. McMullen, wide open three at the other end, misses that one back rim. Rebound, Kroll inside. Vantham hooks a pass ahead, stolen by Grove. Gets it to 80. 80 couldn't hang on to it. Vantham dribbles to the foul line, kicks left angle. Kroll. Kroll gets it in the corner to Graham. Now Jan, a second Graham play catch. They skip it on top. Vantham. Vantham hooks it over to Kroll for three. Good. Got to find the shooters, folks. You got to know who they are. First three-pointer of the game. First field goal of the game. 13-6. Bad pass. McMullen saves it on the left angle. Works to the corner. Back out to 80. McMullen fakes the three. Picks up her dribble for no good reason there. In the corner. 80. 80. Down low. Grove fakes the shot. Double dribbled. She wanted to pass that to McMullen and then didn't like the pass and touched it with both hands and dribbled again. Back into the game. Jay Janicek replacing Vantham. So their ball handling gets a little worse here with Vantham on the bench. 43 seconds to go, first quarter. Janicek ahead to Kroll. Kroll back to Jade Janicek. Works to the right angle. 80 meets her there. They go down low. Nice pass. They kick it out the other side. Graham, short little jumper, misses. Rebound Wilson inside. And we're going to have a reach-in foul called on Jade Janicek. Sophomore guard, first foul of the game. Just the second team foul on the Banks Braves. Warriors have four, but they've had four for 3 minutes. Done a good job of not picking up that fifth one and getting into the bonus. 80, down low, Grove, back to 80 on the wing. Janicek reaching in, ends up on a rear end for that effort. Grove, right corner three, missed everything on that one. And Graham with the rebound with 8 seconds in the first quarter. They throw long ahead. Tipped and out of bounds. Be Warriors ball. 80 went down hard playing defense there, but she's okay. 1.3 seconds left to go first quarter. 13-6 Amity. Doesn't feel like it should even be that close, folks. Wilson gets it in. 80 throws a long one. Has a chance just a little to the right. And after one quarter, Amity with a 13-6 lead over the Banks Braves. We'll take a quick break and be right back with second quarter action. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here from Dayton High School. Your Amity Warrior girls leading the Banks Braves 13-6 after one quarter. Good news for the Warriors besides the fact that they have a 7-point lead. would be that they have taken pretty good care of the ball. I think the Warriors had 3 turnovers in the first quarter. They're forcing easily twice as many turnovers as they've created, so that's always good. But most importantly, nobody has 2 fouls. Jed has not had to sub to allow for anything other than some rest. Starting the second quarter here, Amaya gets her first break of the game. 80 got one partway through that first quarter. Eliza takes the inbound Warriors ball to start second quarter. Works to the right, drives, hooks a pass to McMullen. Not a good one. That one taken away by number 12, Evie. Work up left side, hook a pass down low. It's Evie coming out, and she's fouled by Wilson. Got in a little too close. Evie initiated that contact, and that's going to be the second foul on Wilson. That'll get Rice into the game. So to the line, Evie misses the first one. Rice in, Wilson out with her 2 fouls. One more for Evie, who's a junior post. Misses that one as well. Rebound mistimed but knocked out of bounds by Banks, and maybe a Charlie horse in there too. In her attempt to get after the ball, I think she ran herself right into the knee of Aidy Nisley on her thigh. Always feels great. Makes you really regret doing that right away and can linger for quite a while. Can stiffen up on you. She comes out of the game. She says, I'm going to be all right, but that has a tendency to get worse later, especially after halftime. I think she's all right. That is Mahler out of the game. On top, Warriors with the ball. Rice has it. Works toward the right. Double dribble. Probably not who you want handling the ball out on top. I'm not sure what that offensive set was there. Emily not as comfortable out on top as she is on a wing. Janicek to Janicek. High pass. Jade with it. Steps through. Boy, looked like a double dribble. Guess it wasn't. Gets it to Kroll. Kroll back to Jade Janicek. Calling out what she wants. Warriors denying the entry pass on the side. Up on top with it. They swing it left corner. Janicek can't get the shot off. Out to Kroll. She's taken out of the play there. Skips it to Jade Janicek. A little runner. She's going to get fouled. That's not a good foul by 80. She had forced Janicek into a really low percentage shot and then got her with the body as she kind of came in and tried to challenge the shot even more. So Warriors weren't in any foul trouble. Now Wilson and Aidy Nisley both have 2. So to the line to shoot to Jade Janicek. Neither team has scored yet this quarter. Janicek changes that. Her first point of the game. Harzma in after got a little minute of playing time break. Several minutes of clock time. One more for Janicek, the sophomore guard, hits them both. Warriors lead cut to 5, 13-8. Under 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Eliza on the elbow with it, drives, gets in deep, fouled, scores. And having a 3-point opportunity here for Eliza Nisley, just powers through that reach in. Good strong move by Eliza. Foul is going to be on number 10. That's Jocelyn Janicek. That's her first team foul of the quarter for the Banks Braves. At the line, Eliza, chance for 3-point play. Way strong and left, and the rebound pulled down by Banks. And we're going to have a whistle on the floor, a travel on Bantham. So the Warriors get the ball right back. That worked out all right. 15-8, Amity with the ball just to the left of the scores table here. Warriors going right to left in front of us. We're behind the scorers table between the benches. Left corner, Eliza looks at the 3. They trap her. Emily on top, swings to McMullen on the right angle. Down in the corner, Grove, not there. Rice on the elbow. They swing it left side now. Good ball movement. 15 on the shot clock. Harzma, bounce pass to Rice, fakes the 3, over to McMullen. Down in the corner to Grove with 10 on the shot clock. Finds Eliza out to Maya. Down to four on the shot clock. Not a good pass, and it's stolen. Vantham with the steal after the tip by Graham. Vantham, middle of the floor, working against the top of the 1-3-1 there. Picks up her dribble, gets it across. Janicek to Janicek. Her pass tipped. Graham gets it. Little running on the runner on the right side. Misses that. Rebound Banks down low. Loses the ball, and Rice is on top of it. We got a jump ball quickly called. It'll stay there. Banks ball. Good defense by the Warriors coming into the game. Lily Ride out. She'll replace Rice. Lily and Emily about the same height, maybe an inch difference. Lily a sophomore. And we got a little stoppage here. There's 20 seconds on the shot clock, which they're going to bring it on down to 13. All right. Tough on the officials. They have to watch the shot clock, too, to see if it needs to be fixed. They need to know where it goes. In the corner, Janicek to Vantham out on top. Back to Jay Janicek on the left wing. Trying to get it inside. Good job by Grove in there. Denying the inside pass to Mahler. Little runner from Vantham misses that at the elbow. Rebound. Nisely. Eliza pushes up hard. Gets in deep. Spins. Travel. Took an extra step. She had Vantham there. I think she could just go right up over the top of Vantham. For some reason, she wanted to kind of spin and get to that left hand. She just needs to go right over the top. Bantham's not going to block her shot at 5-3. They get the ball across to Graham. Fumbles it ahead to number 5 into the game, Kimmel. On top. Ball poked away. Not a good foul again. Warriors have had a number of poor reach-in fouls in this game. Or just lack of discipline fouls. That one's going to be on Eliza, her second. 15-8 Amity, 5:13 to go, first half. Vantham gets it in the corner, Janicek for three. Misses that one badly. Rebound Eliza out to McMullen on the break. McMullen up with the left hand and scores! Great pass ahead by Eliza Nisley. She gets the assist, and Alyssa with her first two of the game. Graham to Janicek. Janicek trap ball tipped by Maya, but tipped out of bounds. Back into the game. Jocelyn Janicek replaces Jade Janicek. On the floor for the Warriors, McMullen up on top of the 1-3-1. Harzma, Eliza Nisley, and right out playing in the middle of the three, and Grove down low. There's a turn blocked by Grove in the low post, and Harzma's going to tip it out of bounds away from Vantham. Coming into the game for the Warriors will be number 24, Grace Ulloa. She's going to replace... Who's coming out? Got to get somebody. Eliza's coming out. There we go. She gets her first break of the game. 4:44 left to go in the first half. Warriors up 15-8. Graham for three. Steps into it. Got it to roll in. Ugh. Emily Graham, her first basket of the game, caught the left side of the rim and bounced and went in. McMullen trying to return the favor. Hers won't bounce in. Rebound pulled down by Kimmel. Kimmel to Vantham. Vantham up the middle of the floor. Has a drive with the left hand. Lays it up and in. Nobody stopped ball. Jed's not going to like that. Timeout coming. Vantham going the length of the floor. Cuts it to a 17-13 game with 4:20 left to go in the first half. Jed will quietly tell them that that is unacceptable defense. First, you give up the open look from three-point range, and then you don't get back on defense after the rebound, and one player brings it the length of the floor. One thing our defense does not allow is a lot of dribbling when it's playing well. That was not good execution. And part of that is you've got some different players on the floor. You've got Wright out on the floor, and you've got Uyo on the floor. So this is part of this is inexperience, people not knowing what their responsibilities are as well as the starters would. So it's good experience. 17-13 Amity. Both Nisleys have two fouls. I know Jed would love to go the rest of this half and not have to use them. Keep them fresh for the second half in terms of both energy and foul trouble. Ulloa down in the left corner. Back out to Maya. Maya's going to have to exert herself more in deep. McMullen, right wing, buries a little maybe 15-footer along the baseline. And the Warriors go up 6, 19-13, 4 points for McMullen. Graham hooks a pass out to Kimmel, back to Vantham on top, working against Wright out on the top of the 1-3-1, gets a screen, penetrates, little runner, misses everything except the side of the backboard. Grove with the rebound, pushes herself up to the left angle, and then sets up to McMullen. Back to Grove, takes a quick trigger three, no good, airballed that one. Trying to take that burden of that offense on herself too much there. Vantham, right angle. Graham works left off a screen, weaves through traffic, draws a foul. It'll be on Maya. Her first foul. Fourth team foul on the Warriors again with 3:22 to go. The Warriors, over 3 minutes left in the quarter, have four fouls. Now, last quarter, that didn't come back to bite them. They never got to the fifth, but not what you want to see as a coach. And again, only one foul on Banks. Vantham down low. Nice inbound pass to Mahler, and Mahler scores, or Mahler gets the basket. Back to a four-point Warrior lead, 19-15. Right out. Harzma back to right out. Harzma on the left angle with it. High post. Grove attacks. Steps through left hand, going to get it for a travel. That was a nice move. Might have shuffled the feet. I couldn't see from here. We had two officials call it immediately, so she probably traveled. But a good attempt at a great move to the left hand there. She finished well, but doesn't get credit for the basket. Janicek trying to go into Mahler in the post. Grove banging down there, keeping her out of position. On top, Kroll to Graham. Graham drives, cut off, misses the short jumper, gets her own rebound. No box out there by McMullen. Out on top, Kroll hits the three. Kroll's their best three-point shooter, you can tell. It's 19-18. She's comfortable out there, but she doesn't shoot if you're on her. In the corner, right out. Right out to McMullen on top. Harzma back to McMullen. Takes the three from the left angle. Buries it. Alyssa McMullen, her first three of the game, makes it back to a four-point Warrior lead, 22-18. Banks with the ball. Vantham on top. Probing, gets it down low, knocked away by Grove, picked up by Rideout. Rideout ahead to McMullen, pulls up from eight, misses that, ball tipped. Harzma picks it up after the tip by Grove and lays it in. Good job by Harzma to be really paying attention there, makes it a 24-18 Warrior lead. Vantham feeds the high post. Janicek turns, steps back, misses. Vantham misses the bottom of the rim, rebound McMullen in traffic. They try to double her. She immediately gets it to Harzma. Warriors up 6 minutes and a half to go. High post, Grove traps it between her legs, kicks it out to McMullen for three, buries it. Oh, my goodness. Grove laughing as she heads back up. The ball went through her hands. She trapped it between her knees, grabbed it, kicked it out to McMullen. Medium range jumper on the left angle by Jordan Mahler drops in, cuts it back to a 7-point Warrior lead, 1:17 to go. This is going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a break here. This is KLYC and Podbean. This is Warrior Sports. Amity Warrior Basketball. 1:17 left to go in the second quarter of this girls' matchup between the Warriors and the Braves of Banks. Amity ball. 27-20 is the score. Warriors with a 7-point lead. Minute 15 and counting here to go in the first half. Harzma to right out. Thought about the three. Tries to feed Grove. Force that one. We're going to get a reach-in foul. Wow, I don't know about that. They're going to call it on Janicek. Jade Janicek with the reach-in. Her second foul, I believe. .104 remaining. Vantham in. Janicek out. They don't want her to pick up her third in the first half here. 1:04 on the clock, 27-20. Harzma to inbound, left side of the key along the baseline, trying to get it in. Finally does to Grove, barely before the 5 seconds. Now McMullen sets things up in the left corner to Ulloa. Ulloa back to McMullen on the run. Drops it in from about 5 feet. Like to see her use the backboard on that, but no fear. Alyssa with 12 in the first half. There's a drive, Vantham down low, ball knocked away, and then picked up and laid in by Evie. Good penetration there from Vantham. Got to do a better job of stopping the ball. McMullen for three. Feeling it. Back rim. Grove with the rebound. Fouled. She'll, I think, shoot two. See what he says here. Foul's going to be on 10. That basket did not go in. It's on Crowell. That's what happened. Okay. Free throw good for Rowe. I never saw him put up two fingers for how many shots she was going to shoot. And so I thought maybe they counted a basket that I didn't see. Grove misses the second one. A little long on the back of the rim. Got a little fast on that second one. Warriors up 8 with 30 seconds to go. Vantham hits a popper on the corner there. Down low. There's a missed low shot there by Evie. Rebound, McMullen. McMullen ahead to Harzma. Harzma on the left wing with 15. Penetrates, kicks out. Right out, thought about that three to Grove. Grove swings it over to McMullen with 10 seconds. McMullen drives, pulls up at the three-point line. Tries to go down low, gets it to Harzma. Out to Ulloa, blocked. And that's the end of the first half. The last few seconds of that, when McMullen had the ball about 25, 26 feet from the basket, everything kind of fell apart. Everybody, I don't know if people stopped moving or what happened there. But nobody had a good look after that. 30-22, Amity with an 8-point lead after two quarters. They outscored the Braves 17-16 in that second quarter after outscoring them 13-6 in the first. Leading the way for the Warriors in the first half, Alyssa McMullen with 10 points. 80 Nisley had 8. All of that, I think, in the first quarter before she got herself in a little foul trouble in the second quarter and sat. Eliza Nisley with 4. Sarah Lynn Grove with 4. Harzma with 2. That's it for Warriors scoring. For Banks, it's Kroll with a pair of 3s for 6 points. 4 for Maller. 4 for Graham. 4 for Vantham. 2 for Evie. And 2 for Jade Janicek. So, good balance for Banks, but they're down 8 points as we go to halftime. All right, we will take a break for a few minutes. Not much else to say until we get ready for the second half. So we'll be back in about 7 or 8 minutes to get you set up for the third quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball from Dayton High School. You're listening to it on KLYC or Podbean. Thanks for joining us. Don't go anywhere. Getting ready for the second half here from Amity High School, or from Dayton High School, where your Amity Warriors lead the Banks Braves 30-22 in this girls' 3A matchup between a couple of state playoff teams down at Coos Bay last year. Banks, of course, winning it all over Corbett, and the Warriors finishing 4th. 30-22 at halftime. Warriors got 10 out of McMullen in that first half and 8 out of 89 is to lead the way. See if the Warriors can stay out of foul trouble here in this third quarter. 80 with 2, Eliza with 2. I think Grove has 1, Harzma has 1, Kylie Wilson has 2. I think McMullen might have picked 1 up. So, but 3 players with 2 fouls. And you don't want any of them to pick 1 up early in the third quarter. All right, on the floor for Banks, it's number 4, Jordan Maller, their only real inside presence, along with both of the Janiceks, Vantham and Graham for the Warriors. Back to their starting 5, Nisley, McMullen, Harzma, and Grove. Harzma with the ball to start the third quarter. Over to Eliza. She calls something out there, gets everybody to rotate. To McMullen on the right angle, extended down in the corner to 80. 80 trying to go down low to Eliza, back to 80 on top. McMullen skips over to Harzma. Harzma, they feed Grove in the mid post, hits the little jumper from about 10 feet. Great ball movement, and Sarah Lynn was 6 in the game. Warriors now up 10. Vantham picks up her dribble. They deny the pass she wants to the middle of the floor. Finally gets it back, gets it across with 1 second left on the 10-second count. Vantham on top to Janicek. Back to Vantham. Vantham, the point guard, running the as a freshman, running their offense for him. Not usually a good sign when you have to rely on a freshman. There's a pass inside, tipped away by Harzma. They chase down 5 seconds. Vantham drives, loses it, gets it back, kicks it out, double dribbled with 1 second on the shot clock. Warriors with an excellent defensive stand there for 34 seconds, forcing the turnover. And have the ball back. Banks not going to pressure full court. Well, I mean, Maller's going to, but nobody else is going to. Warriors with it. 83-pointer left side. Short, I guess. Looked like it went in, but then it was short ahead to Maller. Maller, left-hand lay-in, up and in. Good run out there by Jordan Maller. She's got six in the game, back to an eight-point lead. That was a good look for 80. Just a little short. She thinks about it again, this time from the left corner. Picks up her dribble. Down low to Eliza, back out to Maya, over to McMullen on the right angle. Try to feed down low. Ball tipped away as Eliza tried to feed 80 into that kind of mid-block on the baseline, if you want. I don't know how to describe that. Kind of a mid-baseline post about 6 feet out from the block. Harzma drives, scoops, misses. Rebound inside Graham. Harzma with a nice drive off the little give and go with Grove. Janicek drives left side, misses the shot. Maller gets the offensive rebound and the putback. Grove didn't get a box out there on that one. Picked up the foul, though, her second. 6:13 left to go. Third quarter. Warriors up 32-24. Maller at the line. Misses the first foul shot. Kind of a flat push there. She gives him a big, long body inside, though. She's got pretty good skills around the basket. Misses both free throws. Grove tips the ball to herself for the rebound. Harzma ahead to 80. 80 with a strong drive with a right hand on the left side. Takes it up and in. Beat the defense positioning and got to the rim. Fast break on a missed free throw. That will not make a coach happy. Warriors pressuring. They get it down low to Maller. Can't handle the pass. Scoops it back out. Stolen by Harzma. Harzma pushing up the left side of the floor. Takes it all the way in with the left hand. Foul and scores! Maya Harzma with an excellent drive with that left hand. Never ceases to amaze me how such a tiny little girl can finish through contact so well. I mean, easily the smallest player the Warriors have on the floor in terms of stature. And just powers through the contact, makes the lay-in, and then makes the foul shot. And she's been doing that since she was a freshman. It's a great knack that she has. It's kind of inexplicable and really catches defenses off guard. Warriors up 13 now. Maller makes the long pass ahead, knocked away and out of bounds by 80 Nisley. Hustling back on defense there to knock that away from Graham trying to catch the ball on the diagonal pass. Vantham. Gets it into Janicek, and she's fouled. I think it might be a McMullen reaching in from the left side. Yeah. She was trying to reach in as the pass got there, and Janicek went right up into her shot, and Alyssa's still had her hand in the cookie jar, so to speak. 5:33 remaining third quarter, 37-24, Amity on top. At the line, Janicek makes the first one. That's Jocelyn Janicek. That's her first point of the game, the senior. One more coming for her. Buries them both. Good free throw shooting there from Janicek. Warriors up by 11 with the ball. Eliza feeds high to Grove. Grove, top of the key. Resets over to Eliza. McMullen on the right angle. 2-3 zone. Ball inside, knocked away and stolen. Janicek with it. Gets it to Vantham. Vantham throws ahead. Grove knocks it away. Grove trying to control. Can't. Oh, did. Saved it off of Maller. Maller in disbelief. What a play by Sarah Lynn Grove. Now the officials are going to talk and he's going to overrule it. Good try by Sarah Lynn. Thought we had a save of the year there. So Maller will inbound along the left sideline. Now the officials are talking again. What should the shot clock be at? Some reason the shot clock got reset even though there wasn't a steal yet. They're going to wind it down to 25, I think. 10 seconds off of it. So 5:09 left to go, third quarter, 37-26, Amity on top. Two team fouls on Amity, one on the Braves. And Maller will inbound to the left end of their bench. At their end of the floor. Lobs, and Harzma comes down with a steal. Went too far over Janicek's head. Harzma up the right side. Eliza down low to 80-80. Bounce pass Grove. Banks it. Miss. Battling. Tips. Grove can't control it. Bantham does. Oh, Grove had the shot. She won. A great ball movement from the Warriors. Couldn't get the shot to drop. Warriors in a man-to-man defense here. Bantham works left. Off the screen from Janicek. Feeds Maller. Maller kicks it out to Jay Janicek. Tries to feed down low. Stolen by 80. Not a good pass. 80 pushing all the way. Bounce pass to Eliza. Back to 80. Blocked from the behind by Janicek. Gets it back. Skips it over to McMullen. Warriors reset their offense here. Eliza in the right corner. Down low. They try to go to Grove. Too predictable on that one by 80. Ball's loose and Janicek to Janicek. Jade up the left side with it. Halfway through this third quarter. Warriors up 11 still. Bantham. Top Maller. Swings it left corner to Jade Janicek. Janicek tries to feed the low post. Kicked by Eliza Nisley. Into the game. Mass substitutions for Banks. They got Phillips and Kroll and Evie into the game, along with Bantham and Jade Janicek. Waiting for somebody to inbound, but you get that many subs, people don't know who's supposed to inbound the ball. Evie will inbound. Finally getting her in the right spot here, just to the right end of the Braves bench, into Bantham. Bantham fakes right, starts working left, gets it to Janicek in the corner. Back to Bantham, top of the key, Evie. Doesn't really want that ball. You can tell by the way that she does her little step in, step out, rip through, got to get rid of it. Here's a little drive by Janicek on the left side, left hand up and in. Tough shot by Jay Janicek. Her first basket of the game cuts it to a 9-point game. Ball tipped away by Janicek going the other way. Janicek a couple inches shorter than Harzma, so tiny girl but quick. And has a nice little shot there. They lob into Grove at the elbow. Grove works to the left, lost it. Just lost it on the way up. I don't think anybody hit it. Slipped out of her hands. Warriors up 9, 3.5 minutes to go. Phillips looking for the cutter. Evie not there. Crowell out on top for 3. Bounces it around, misses. Tipped by Evie, saved into Phillips. Or Phillips to Evie, I should say. Phillips with it on the left angle. Looking for a cutter. It's Kroll popping out. She takes a 22-footer. No good. Grove. Finally, the Warriors get out of that possession. Throws it ahead. Ball stolen by Kroll. Not a good pass ahead there by Grove. Down low. Big collision in the middle of the key. Shot missed on the left side. Evie out to Kroll for 3. Misses that. Evie inside. Ball's loose. Gets it back. Ball's loose again on the left wing. Controlled by Janicek. Picks up her dribble. Gets it on top. Kroll. Shot clock reset there when the shot hit the rim. Bantham works to the right. Picks up her dribble. Set to Kroll. Kroll wants the 3. Good defense by McMullen. Worked left angle to Bantham. Bantham drives to the foul line. Pulls up over to Phillips. Blocked by Grove and they get her for the foul. Looked pretty clean from here. Wow. Might have got her with the left arm. Didn't get her with the right hand, I don't think. Be Grove's 3rd. Third team foul on the Warriors here in this quarter with 2:16 remaining. Warriors up 9, and to the line goes Phillips. Phillips' first free throw. Good. Interesting shot. She starts that very low and shoots it very high. Grove out. Wilson in with her 2 fouls. Warriors are up 8 at half. They're up 8 right now. Phillips hits a pair. So they cut that lead from 8-7 now. 80 with it on the right side. Drives, cut off. Hooks a pass over to nobody. No foul on all that contact. Wow. That's hard to believe. A lot of contact there for no call. So the Warriors turn it over. 2:09 left to go, third quarter. Bantham, center circle. Works left over to Phillips on the angle. Phillips, jab stepping, finally gets it out to 14. Don't know who that is. Brown into the game. Brown back to Phillips on the left angle. Swings over to Evie. Bantham pops out. Bantham, top of the key, guarded closely by 80. Drives. Blocked by 80 nicely. What a block by the sophomore guard. Bantham thought she had a right-hand lay-in. At the other end, 80 with the drive. Fumbles it. Gets it back out. Warriors reset. 80, left corner three. No good. Ball inside. Wilson with it. Puts it up. And in. Kylie Wilson with the loose ball rebound in there. Her first basket. Makes it a nine-point game and a travel called on Bantham. Good defense there by McMullen. And we're going to have a timeout taken by McMullen here. Warriors up nine with the ball. 1:24 remaining third quarter. This is going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break on KLYC and on Podbean. We'll be right back. 1:24 left to go third quarter here from Dayton High School, where the Amity Warrior Girls lead the Banks Braves 39-30. Amity ball left side of the key underneath their own basket. Harzma to inbound. They go four flat along the bottom. Get it into Wilson. Wilson blocked on her way up with that left hand. Got to go up a little stronger, a little quicker with that. Janicek with the ball running the point now. Bantham not in the game. It's a drive by Maller. She kicks Kroll. Kroll drives. Jumps right up into Wilson, who really had good position straight up there. That looked really good. Not sure what else you could ask her to do there. It's going to be Wilson's third foul. Oh, no, they called it on 80 on a reach-in. Okay. I was going to say, I didn't see a foul on Wilson. Free throw missed by Kroll. 80 out. She's got three fouls. Give her a little break here at the end of this quarter and give her a chance to get composed for the fourth quarter. Kroll misses a pair. Good rebound and a block out there by Kylie Wilson. So the Warriors get out of that with a foul, but no points scored against them. Left corner, Rice, head fake, drives baseline, tries to hook it up, misses. Wilson gets it back, and she's tied up for a jump ball. That's going to be Braves ball in the alternating possession. Braves in against the 1-3-1 full court. Janicek swings it ahead to Kroll. Kroll, they want to trap her. She's on the floor, and McMullen fell right on top of her. And Dad's explaining, you can't go over the top of her. You can't lay on top of her either. They're going to call that every time. It's the fifth foul on the Warriors, too, so that's going to put Kroll on the line. She just missed two. See what happens here with these free throws. Yeah, not a good foul by Alyssa there. You had her in a bad position. She was on one knee, had nowhere to go. You just want to be long, tall at that point and make it hard for her to see. Force them to call a timeout, if nothing else. First one good for Kroll. It's one out of three from the line, 7 points in the game. Makes them both. After a couple of bricks, she hits two cleanly. Eliza back into the game. She's got the ball. Under 40 seconds to go. McMullen on the right angle. Bounce pass to Harzma on top. Swings to Eliza. Eliza back to Maya. Maya back to Eliza. Fakes the three. Looking to drive. Kicks to Maya. Over to McMullen. Down low. Rice ball kicked. So that'll reset the shot clock, I believe. Yeah, I'm going to reset the shot clock. So 19 and a half seconds to go in the quarter. Warriors have the ball up seven. Can play for one shot if they want. McMullen on top to Eliza. Nisley works left off a great screen and a block inside by Maller. Ball stolen, though, back. Eliza fights Kylie, left hand up, fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. What a sequence, back and forth there. It was an excellent block by Maller initially. And then the steal by the Warriors, got the ball back to Kylie, went up with that left hand, drew contact, and goes to the line to shoot two with 6.9 left to go in the quarter. Wilson hits the free throw. She's got 3 points. One more for the sophomore post. This one rattles around and goes in. It was a little short, but excellent rotation on the ball 9-point game with 5.5 to go here. Ball knocked away, stolen by the Warriors. Thrown from half court, a little short by Eliza, but a great effort there. And after three quarters, the Warriors have extended their 8-point lead to 9. It's 32-41. They were up 7 after 1, 8 after 2, and 9 after 3. So just keep chipping away at building that lead 1 point at a time there. And the Warriors now with a 9-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back. Start of the fourth quarter here from Dayton High School, where your Warriors have a 9-point lead on the Banks Braves, 41-32. Starters back on the floor for Amity. No, not, it's not entirely true. Four starters plus Kylie Wilson, 80, still getting a rest on the bench there. Kylie's done a pretty good job on the boards tonight. She's got to be a little bit more aggressive finishing inside, I think. And then she goes kind of straight up with that ball instead of attacking the rim after the shot. Should be in a foul right there on Maller. No call. McMullen for three. Misses that. Long rebound out of bounds in the corner. Good look for McMullen. So she's looking at her hand like maybe she got hit, but I don't know. Bantham running the point for Banks. Down 9. Bantham against this man-to-man defense of the Warriors. She's got Nisley on her. They hook a pass inside. Wilson's going to get called for the reach there, kind of bodying up Maller from behind. That's her third foul. First team foul this quarter on the Warriors. Bantham will inbound along the baseline, left side of the key. Looking for the cutter, knocked away. Grove saves. No, Grove stepped out of bounds. Good try. It was tipped by Nisley, tipped by Grove, and couldn't quite save it. So ball out of bounds now, right side of the key. Bantham had a cutter, missed her. Gets it to Mahler. Mahler misses. Gets her on a rebound, and she's fouled. Warriors have got to do a better job boxing out. Maller's not that good of a rebounder. She's long. Might be 5'11". She's got to put a body on her. That time she shot the ball. It came, went straight up in the air, came back down. She got it again. Now she goes to the line to shoot two. Hits the first one. Last time she missed both free throws. One more coming. Try to cut it to 7. Misses that one. Long rebound. No box out. Janicek out to Graham. Graham misses. Grove tips. Ball's loose. Maller has it. She misses. Wilson had it. Lost it. Harzma comes down with it. Good grief, children. You got to rebound the ball. McMullen on the left wing. Dribbles out towards the top of the key. Picks up her dribble. Good scrambling defense here from Banks. Put a lot of pressure on. There's a great pass from Eliza, who drove baseline under the basket. Hooked a hard right-hand pass to a cutting Harzma down the middle of the key, who laid it up and in. Harzma, with 7 in the game, makes it a 10-point game. So drive by Graham, puts it up, misses. Grove with a rebound. Put a lot of control there for Graham. Grove throws it ahead to McMullen. Steps in, traveled. And then gets fouled after the shot, but it doesn't matter after you travel. Took a knee to the thigh there, I think. She's coming out. She just didn't have her footing, her steps right when she got the ball, and she just shuffled them instead of taking the dribble. Warriors up 10, 6:44 remaining fourth quarter. Middle of the floor with it, Graham. They get it ahead to Janicek. Lob down low. Tipped. And it, oh, I thought that went off of Evie. That was tipped by Wilson and then by Evie, but they just say it went off Wilson. Bantham lobs in out on top to Graham. Back to Bantham. Bantham runs out towards the center circle with it. 6.5 to go fourth quarter. Trying to go back door. Ball knocked away by Grove and out of bounds. Denying Jocelyn Janicek an opportunity at a shot there. Right side of the key, the inbound. Throw way in on top. Kroll starts to drive, backs it out. She wants to shoot the three, and that's really it. 80 back in the game, guarding her. Harassing her. Kroll kicks it. Bantham misses everything, and another offensive rebound. That's going to drive Jed nuts. Got a shot clock violation, though, because they didn't hit the rim. So that worked out well for the Warriors in the long run, but too many second chance opportunities for the Braves. Warriors just not doing a great job on the defensive glass. 6:07 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Warriors up 10, 43-33. Grove, her pass tipped. Should be a foul on Janicek. She got there a little late, and Eliza beat her to the ball. Jay Janicek with the foul. Their first team foul, her third. Warriors have not shot many free throws in this game. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is all. Warriors with the ball. Grove out on top for three. A little strong on that one. That looked like it was a little out of her range. We're going to get a reach-in foul on Kylie coming across the top there. Loose ball foul. Her fourth. Third team foul on the Warriors. We get McMullen back in here. Next dead ball. The trap at the half court. Get it back to Vantham. Vantham swings it left. Down low. Janicek kicks it back out to Scharf, who's sitting in the second row. Jason makes a nice catch, saving his daughter from getting hit with the ball. Warriors ball on the turnover. Harzma works left to 80, back to Harzma. Harzma fakes, dribble, kick to McMullen on the right wing. They get it down low on the baseline, back out. Back to the baseline, find Grove right in front. The right side of the basket, she lays it up and in. Just excellent ball movement until the defense didn't rotate like they should. It's a 12-point game, and Coach Rizzo beside himself on their defensive rotation. Just excellent ball movement. Ball went probably around the triangle there about three times, and then finally the defense didn't rotate. Sarah Lim was wide open on that low right block, got it to her for the easy lay-in. 5:16 remaining fourth quarter, 45-33, Amity on top. We've got a timeout. We'll be right back. 45-33, 5:16 left to go. Fourth quarter, Amity on top of the Banks Braves. Banks came into this with a number 6 ranking OSAA, so a win here for the Warriors would be a nice win. Help their RPI later in the year, their Collie ranking. Warriors have played some good teams this preseason. Sutherland, Banks, played Corbett. There's Grove with a steal on the press to 80. 80 with the drive, hooks it up off the glass, misses the shot. Got a little too far to the right. Ball's loose and finally controlled by Janicek. Jay Janicek over to Vantham. Vantham works to the right under 5 minutes to go. Warriors in man-to-man defense, switching. Still man-to-man. In the corner, Janicek back out to Vantham, trying to feed the low post. Good job by McMullen down there to body up on Evie. They get it in on the left side. Janicek with the left hand, misses the shot, gets it back, goes up with the right hand, blocked by Grove, ball's loose, out to Vantham. There's another loose ball, this time picked up by 80, Eliza, ahead to 80 for the lay-in. I'll get it right. 80 ends up finishing that. Great pass and steal by Eliza there. 80 with 12 in the game. Excellent fast break. So quick in transition. 14-point Warrior lead halfway through. There's a pass tipped away, but Eliza came down and went through Vantham. But an excellent effort there by Eliza. She got ball first. Just couldn't control her body after she got the ball. If she could have come down, got her feet on the floor, and then ran into her, I don't think it would have been a foul. The inbound pass, great pass, and it was missed. A bunny was missed by Phillips. The ball went out of bounds on the far sideline off of Eliza. Terrible miss there by Phillips, all by herself underneath the basket. Couldn't have been any easier. Warriors had a defensive breakdown on the inbound. I don't think they were ready. Janicek gives it up to Graham. Graham drives, gets to the foul line, misses. McMullen with the rebound. Over to Eliza. Eliza pushes hard, finds Grove, lays it up, misses, got fouled. Well, they weren't going to blow that unless she missed the shot. You see that? Him wait. That'll put Grove on the line to shoot, too. Foul is on Crowell, her second team foul on Banks. Grove at the line, hits the free throw. Two out of three now from the foul line. One more coming for the junior post. Misses the second one. Ball stolen by Harzma on the outlet to McMullen for three. Short, long rebound on the floor. They get it. Janicek has it. Warriors up 15, 3.5 to go. Janicek works left. Harzma up on her. They're going to get 80 coming through Maller. It'll be the fourth on 80. She was not going to be stopped. Looked like a running back coming through the line there. Get in my way, I run right through you. 15 foul the Warriors, though, which is not good. With 3.5 to go, pretty much every quarter, that's been the story. Maller at the line to shoot a free throw or two. She misses the first one. Maller's 1 out of 5 from the foul line. Misses them both. Good rebound. Almost. Eliza had it, lost it. Warriors have had so many balls go off of their hands this afternoon. So ball out of bounds to Banks. Still a 15-point lead after two missed free throws. They lob in on top to Graham. Kicks over to Kroll. Kroll thinks about the three to Graham in the left corner. McMullen guarding her out on top. Janicek. Janicek working on Harzma. Bounce pass to Graham on the right wing. Tries to dump down low. Knocked away by Eliza. Picked up by Janicek to Kroll. Kroll thinks about the three. 80 on her. 80's got four fouls. Got to be careful. Lets her drive. There's a missed shot. Rebound. 80 ahead to Eliza for the lay-in. I think 80 might have double dribbled there. Kind of looked like it, but maybe they think she didn't have control of it. Eliza with 6 points. Warriors extend to 17. Continue to apply pressure here. And they're going to get a foul on McMullen. Just a little too aggressive on some of those traps. It's been the story all night. Wilson coming back in. 2:39 left to go. Vantham will return as well for Banks. Boys game to follow. We're going to play Skipoose, 4A school. At the line, Kroll misses the free throw. She's 2 out of 5 from the line. It's 8 points. She had a couple threes in that first half. Warriors did a much better job on her defensively. McMullen out with 4 fouls. Misses them both. Grove doesn't get the rebound, but it gets tipped to Eliza. Warriors with the ball. Had to go underneath off of Grove's hands. A little too aggressive by Eliza. 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. That ball had some smoke on it. Grove just couldn't get to it. Vantham works to the right angle. Gives it up to Kroll. Deed up by 80. Down low. Myler turns, misses. Good defense there by the Warriors. Another loose ball picked up by Banks. Warriors have not done a good job of getting the loose balls here, especially in the second half. Graham kicks out in the left corner. Janicek misses. Another offensive rebound put back, and Wilson picks up her 5th foul. Had the box out, but the long rebound, Maller got it, and that'll be 5 on Kylie as she grimaces with her little bit of a smile grimace. I don't think she can ever not have a little bit of a smile. Just one of those frustrating fouls. Got a full timeout on the floor. 2:06 remaining. Warriors up 50-33. We'll be right back. 2:06 remaining, fourth quarter here from Dayton High School, where your Amity Warrior girls lead the Banks Braves 50-33. Be a good win for Amity on the floor for the Warriors. 4 starters minus Alyssa. Emily Rice on the floor in her place. To the foul line, Maller. We'll have a couple to shoot. First one for Maller, who's a junior post. Makes that one. She's now 2 out of 7 from the foul line. Struggled a little bit there. One more for her. She gets too much of her left hand on it. It's going to be an inconsistent shot. She pushes with that left thumb. Hits both of those, though. 15-point game. 50-35. 2 minutes to go. Rice to Harzma. Starts to drive. Now kicks to 80 on top. 80. She'll drive all the way in. Scoops it up and in. 80 nicely with another nice drive. She's got 14 in the game. Pass ahead. Graham. Back to Vantham. Vantham. Harzma up on her in this 1-3-1. Tips it away. Vantham gets it back. Vantham works left. Lobs it in the corner. Kroll for three. Hits it. That's what she does. You got to get up on the lefty. She's hit three threes tonight. 52-38. Really their only consistent outside shooter. Harzma backs it out. 25 on the shot clock. A minute 15 on the game. Harzma with the drive. The dish. The three for Eliza. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Kroll with the rebound. Kroll works right up the floor to Graham. Graham crosses over, a little runner, and gets it to drop from 10 feet. That's a really tough shot. Cut it to 12 with 55 seconds. Harzma crosses over, goes past Kroll. Rice for three. Hits it! Emily Rice buries the three-pointer and then falls down, trying to hustle back on defense. But a great three there for Emily. Makes it a 19-point game. The other end, three-pointer good for Janicek. Her first field goal of the game. Cuts it back to... That is not the right score. What the heck happened to that score?
What happened to the score?
52-46. Yeah. Scoreboard's all messed up. I don't even know what the score is. It's a lot to not as much. I don't think it's... Is it 9? I don't think it's 9. Is it 12? Is that right? 55-43? I don't know. We're gonna say it's 55-43 with 16 seconds. I looked up there. It was 19. Then all of a sudden, it was 6. And so, both were wrong. The drive and a shovel. Evie down low, blocked by Eliza. Save, 80 with it. 80 pushes up the floor, throws it ahead to Rice. Too hard, out of bounds. And that's the end of the game, folks. Warriors with a good 55-43 win over the Banks Braves. Warriors outscoring them 14-11 in that fourth quarter. Led by 7 after 1, 8 after 2, 9 after 3, and win the game by 12. Leading scorer for the Warriors, I think it's 80 Nisley. I got to do a check in here. 80 had 8 in the first half, 14 in the game. McMullen finished with 10, 9 for Grove, 7 for Maya Harzma, 6 for Eliza Nisley, 4 for Kylie Wilson, and 3 for Emily Rice. Kroll had 11 off the bench for Banks, 3 threes and a pair of free throws. Jordan Maller also, I don't know if she was off the bench or not. She wasn't listed as a starter, but I think she did. She had 9 and 6 for Emily Graham. Warriors with a good win. Warrior boys will be playing next. They'll be playing the Scappoose Indians. And so we've got about 15 minutes before that game gets rolling. So we'll stop this podcast on Podbean. We'll start another one here so that we don't run over our 2-hour limit. So be patient here. KLYC will stay on the air, run some commercials, a little bit of music for you. And at some point, Podbean will kind of go dead. And we'll start up another one here shortly after that, within just a minute or so. All right, thanks for listening. Girls with a nice win by, what did I say? Can't even remember, 12 points over the Banks Braves. So the Warriors solidify themselves as one of the top 2 or 3 teams in the state with this win over the defending state champions. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with boys basketball in just a few minutes.